This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 12, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verse 5. It says there, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." End of quote. People understand the vital role of good counsels when we face challenges and issues in our personal life. The Bible highlights our need for good counsels in many Bible verses. Few examples are Proverbs chapter 12 verse 15. It says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel." Proverbs 11:14 says, "For there is no guidance people fall, but in abundance of counselors there is victory." Proverbs 20:18 says, "Plans are established by counsel. By wise guidance we can wage war." End of quote. However, did you ever think about the need to counsel your own soul? David used to give counsel to himself, and we can see this in his Psalms in the Bible. Our today's Bible insight, David talks to his soul and asked this question, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" Then he gives a command to his own soul. The command is this, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." End of quote. In essence, he counseled himself by asking a question and giving a command. He repeated this counsel and command two times in this Psalms, verse 5 and verse 11. Beloved, it is essential to counsel ourselves. If we do not counsel us, who else is going to give this? Besides, God's Holy Spirit inside us helps us to counsel ourselves. Do you know we talk to our souls more often than we speak to others? In troubled times, it is essential to ask questions to ourselves and give biblical answers to our inner being. David knew God never failed him in the past. He knows for sure if he put his hope in God and praise him yet, even in the midst of this severe trial, God will somehow break through and help him. God loves praises of his people. God is present all over the world and everywhere at the same time because God is omnipresent, Psalm 139. However, do you know God is uniquely present and makes his home on the praise and worship of his people? Psalm 22 verse 3 says, this is what it says, "You make your home on the praises of Israel." End of quote. You know, the magistrates ordered Paul and Silas to be beaten with rods, Acts 16:16-40. Then they were thrown into prison, the inner cell, and they fastened their feet in the stocks. A jailer guarded them in the midnight hours. No human way of escape possible. If any help was available, it had to come from God. Therefore, Paul and Silas started praying and worshiping God by singing hymns to God. The prisoners were listening to them. God sent a violent earthquake and foundations of the prison were shaken. The doors were opened and the chains came loose. You see, God takes his unique residence and makes it home when you start singing spiritual songs, praise and worship him in the midst of your fiery trials. This is another secret to victory in troubled times, isn't it? Dearly beloved, when all else fails, give yourself a counsel as David did. Singing songs and hymns and praise and worship can get the attention of our loving Lord, and the chains can get loose with divine strength and power. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I place my hope in you. I ask my soul, why are you discouraged? And I instruct my soul to place my full hope in you. Lord, may I start spiritual sings and hymns of praise and worship, although I do not see your hand yet. You are worthy to be praised. I worship you, Lord. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, for all of my sins. I'm so sorry for my sins. Please blot out my sins by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for your deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.